We're back here on Giants.com, and it's time for our game report with Sean O'Hara. I am John Schmelk. We'll touch on some of the topics we didn't get to in our Plays That Change the Game feature, which can also be found on Giants.com. Make sure you check it out. Let's start with some of the individuals that had some big games, Sean. And Brandon Myers kind of had a coming out party, his best game for the Giants since that Week 1 performance against Dallas.
Yeah, Brandon, you know, did a great job. You know, I think he's done a great job reading the coverage, and we're just seeing the chemistry with Eli start to improve. Obviously, for him to get in the end zone, that's always a good thing for this offense. But when they're trying to focus on Victor Cruz and they're trying to take him away, you've got to have another guy step up. Brandon Myers certainly did that.
I want to talk a little bit about the emergence of Will Hill. We all know he was an athlete. He had the tools. But the jump he's taken this year, to me, mentally, he's reading everything correctly and properly. He's always in the right spot. Have you been impressed with how quickly he's progressed as a safety?
And I think he's done a great job. He's made a lot of big plays. For me, when I watch him, seeing him come up from a safety position and the speed with which he gets to the line of scrimmage and he makes tackles, I mean, you'll see runs that look like they're going to be a big run, and he'll come up and ends up being a run for minus 2 yards or a run for no gain. And it's because Will Hill is making big plays, certainly a big play last night with that final play at the end of the game to strip the ball out of Pierre Garçon's hands. He's making some big plays for the Giants defense.
It was yet another offensive line combination for the Giants this week. Now, barring any injuries, it probably will be the same one for the rest of the season. We know Will Beatty had his problems with Brian Arakpo. Break down how you saw that group work together over the course of the game.
Well, I think for me, Kevin Booth certainly deserves a game ball. For him to be able to move from left guard into center, not have any issues with the center exchange, the shotgun snaps, I thought he did a great job. And then obviously for the recognition and the calls, Kevin did a great job, because against the Washington Redskins, there's so many different looks that they give you with Ryan Kerrigan to the outside, Brian Arakpo, and then they move around London Fletcher. So there's a lot of communication that goes on the road. But you mentioned Will Beatty. He's always kind of struggled with Brian Arakpo. I think for him, it's just trusting his techniques. When I watch him on tape, he's just not using his hands like he should. If he would just fire his hands, go ahead and punch, that's the first thing you have to do as an offensive lineman. He can improve on that, so that's good news for them.
A very different type of offense the Giants will face next week against the Chargers. Phillip Rivers, your more traditional drop-back type of passer, actually completing more than 70% of his passes this year, more than 20 touchdowns, less than 10 picks. He's having a heck of a year. What kind of fixes do you think the Giants have to make before they take on the Chargers next Sunday?
Well, Phillip Rivers, you cannot give him time in the pocket, because he's going to get that football out. They have to find a way to get pressure up the A-gap, because what they saw in RG3 this past week, and we were talking about it earlier, John, is a quarterback that's not as comfortable in the pocket. He almost is uncomfortable sometimes, so he'll run out. So for them, last week it was contain RG3, keep him in the pocket. This week it's get the quarterback out of the pocket, totally different mindset. And Phillip Rivers, he has some unbelievable weapons. Obviously with Eddie Royal, the wide receiver, but also
Keenan Allen's been good. Yeah, Antonio Gates, obviously.
Yeah, I really like that Keenan Allen kid. He's very special in and out of break, so that's going to be a tough challenge for the secondary.
And Danny Woodhead, too, a big weapon out of the back with him. I think he almost has 50 receptions this year.
Yeah, he's great. He's almost like Darren Sproles, you know, and he does a great job. He runs routes just as good as Wes Welker, and out of the backfield, they like to use him in screens. The biggest thing is going to be when he is in the backfield, John, what are you going to do? Because if you put a linebacker on him, that's a mismatch. I mean, John Beeson probably could keep up with him because of his speed, but that's a challenge that the defense is going to have to be faced with. What do we do when he's in the backfield and he runs a wheel route or runs a double route? Are you going to put, you know, do you have to put a linebacker on him? Are you going to have Terrell Thomas in there? Is he going to, how are you going to do it? Are you going to play zone? Are you going to play man? It'll be interesting to see how Perry Fuel figures that out.
And the Chargers defense has struggled this year. Another chance for this Giants offense to get things going. Sean, we appreciate the time as always. Thanks so much.
All right, thanks, John.
Enjoy your week and enjoy Giants.com. Everybody out there, check it out for all the preview of Giants and Chargers and all the review looking back at the Giants win against the Redskins. For Sean O'Hara, I'm John Schmelk. We'll see you next time right here on Giants.com.